This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. This day in sports history. It's March 21st, and on this day in 1970, it was the origin of the agony of defeat. If you grew up in the 70s or 80s and were a sports fan like me, then you undoubtedly heard these words.
The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
That's the voice of Jim McKay and part of the intro to a Saturday television staple, ABC's Wide World of Sports. Well, while the images shown for the thrill of victory changed periodically, from 1970 onward, the image shown for the agony of defeat was that of a ski jumper falling on the ramp and hurtling off the end of it and crashing to the ground, skis flying off in different directions. The event that became synonymous with the agony of defeat happened on this day in 1970. It was the International Ski Flying Championships in Oberstdorf, Germany, and the weather on this day was absolutely awful. It was windy, visibility was low, snow had begun to fall, and the ski jump ramp was icy. The ski jumper, who would soon slide into infamy, was a 22-year-old Slovenian named Vinko Bogataj. In an interview years later, he recounted how bad the weather was and how he found it hard to see much. He waited for about 20 minutes before he was granted permission to attempt his third jump of the day. Not too long after he started down, he realized the ice had made the ramp too fast, and he tried to lower his center of gravity and slow his descent. But then snow grabbed one of his skis, causing him to lose his balance, and he sat back on his skis. Unable to stop, he launched off the ramp, flailed in the air, and tumbled through a catch fence. He suffered a concussion and a broken ankle in the fall. But he wasn't gone from the sport long. He was back training about 4 months later. ABC had sent camera crews to this event, and it wasn't long after Bogataj's accident that the network began using that video clip in its opening montage for Wide World of Sports. Most people did not know his name, but everybody who ever watched that show at least knew who you were referencing. But Bogataj did not have a clue that he was famous in America. It was not until 1981, when ABC celebrated the 20th anniversary of Wide World of Sports and brought Vinko Bogataj to the U.S., that he began to understand. During the celebratory gala dinner, Bogataj received the loudest ovation, and he was stunned when boxer Muhammad Ali walked over to him and asked for his autograph. Bogataj thought it must be a joke. Why would the internationally known Ali want the autograph of a Slovenian factory worker who was relatively unknown in his own country? And that's when he realized he had become iconic, and it's all because of what happened on this day 54 years ago. Vinko is now 76 years old and living in his hometown of Lecce, Slovenia. Also on this day, in 1987, the Providence Friars, coached by Rick Pitino, upset John Thompson and the Georgetown Hoyas to advance to the Final Four of the NCAA tournament. Played in Louisville, Kentucky, this matchup was the fourth meeting that season between the Big East rivals. They split their regular season games and the Hoyas beat them in the Big East tournament 2 weeks before. But in this game, the Friars jumped out on top early and led by 17 at the half. Georgetown could not put together any sort of a meaningful rally, and Providence won 88-73, with future college coach and current coach of the Chicago Bulls, Billy Donovan, leading the way with 20 points, 16 of those coming from the free throw line. Teammate Darryl Wright had 20 off the bench. Providence had been just the fourth best team in the Big East that year, but found themselves in the national semifinals against another Big East team, Syracuse. Unfortunately for the Friars, their magical run ended in a loss to the Orange in the Louisiana Superdome a week later. And in 1980, this is the day that President Jimmy Carter announced that the United States was officially boycotting the Summer Olympics and would not be sending any of its athletes to Moscow. The boycott was in protest of the Soviet Union's invasion of Afghanistan in 1979. Only three other countries joined the U.S. in boycotting the Games: Canada, West Germany, and Japan. Carter tried to convince Great Britain, France, Greece, and Australia to join, but failed to do so. There was also a push for the boycotting nations to send athletes under a neutral banner, but Carter threatened a revocation of passports of any of the U.S. athletes who attempted to do that. Reaction to the decision was mixed. Athletes who had been training for years were obviously upset, but there was support for Carter's action taken against the oppressive and anti-democratic Russian government. The Soviets responded 4 years later by boycotting the 1984 Olympics in Los Angeles. And today's fun fact. In Maryland, sleeveless shirts are banned in public parks. So, I guess the phrase is, sun's out, guns not out. That's all for today. More tomorrow on This Day in Sports History. This has been an original Thrive Suite production.
Hey there, sports history fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. Six of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all six of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.